to me, it's not necessarily the $120,000. It is that these developers are asking for our support for this project as a council. And they have to have that support in order to qualify for KHC to award this project. The cost to us for that support is basically $120,000. That's the maximum exposure over 10 years. $12,000 a year. In reality, because it's based on ad valorem property tax, it's going to wind up being less than $120,000 over the course of that 10 years because of the time frames of valuation of property. So taxes aren't being collected today, except at a very minimal level. They may not ever be collected if that property is not annexed into the city and is not developed. And it's not going to be developed until there's a solution for sewer and water on the south side of 68 in that property area. So they are providing a solution to an issue that is going to allow for future commercial and residential development along the main corridor in our city. The burden here is on them. If they have to spend more than $120,000 or $180,000 or $400,000 or $600,000 to put an adequate sewer system connecting to the city's sewer system and then turn that over to the city, that burden is on them, not on us. Our maximum exposure is the $120,000. So right now, we have an empty spec building that's sitting out in the industrial park. It is going to get filled at some point. I know those guys are working hard to try to get us somebody there. If that new company comes in here, we don't really have housing for future employees. This provides a solution for those folks, for teachers, for law enforcement officers, and others who are going to qualify or will qualify for these apartments. So I think any time, kind of like on the comparison that Jack was making, that we can put up $100,000 to get a $10 million investment in our community, if we don't agree to that, we don't move forward with something like that, we are not doing this community a service. So we don't have developers knocking on our door to build projects like this that fills a need that we all talk about, we hear about on social media all the time. And I think these guys have crafted a proposal that works for our city, that creates more value for our city. It's definitely going to create more value on the south side of 68 there, for the property owners that will sell that property at some point in the future for commercial and residential development. So I wrote out a motion to support this proposal that encapsulates their items that they have proposed for us, that is initiating the process of annexing, reimbursing these documented eligible public infrastructure expenses for, you know, the maximum of $12,000 a year for 10 years from the start of construction, providing a resolution, which they've given us some examples, resolution of support, and a written confirmation of this commitment. So depending on where we are in terms of discussion, I've got a motion when we're ready for that.